Hey, welcome to the Distro Boss podcast. Sal Vora here, and I'm going to share with you a side hustle today that can make you a lot of money. In fact, it's a side hustle that can very quickly become a main hustle. And I know this because 80% of the people who are using my platform, the Distro List software, are actually running this business model and they're making lots and lots of money. In fact, there are people who are making north of $100,000 on a monthly basis, like $100,000 per month and more. And they're doing this consistently, month in, month out. And when I explain it to you, you're gonna see why. It's real simple. It's actually one of those concepts that you may have even thought of before, but may have thought, well, you get the concept, but perhaps it's a bit too difficult to actually do. Well, let me show you how you can very easily do this. But I guess the first thing I need to do is explain the concept first, right? And I'll do it through a case study. So if you could picture, imagine you had a list. And you had 50 people in that list. These are 50 influencers. And let's say they had a specific focus on fitness. In fact, let's go deeper than fitness. Let's say it was yoga. They had a specific interest in yoga. These are the influencers. And they had audience range between, let's say the audience of each influencer was 5,000. So that means 50 influencers, 5,000 audience range each. That means you've got around 250,000 as a potential audience size. So this, that's 250,000 people that potentially, well, that like hearing about yoga. You've got influencers that speak to that audience who like talking about yoga, and you've essentially got control over the list if you have access to that list. What does that mean for you? What could you do with that? How could you make money with a list like that? Well, there are lots of companies that want to serve that market, the yoga market, right? Companies that sell yoga apparel, like sports-specific apparel, or merchandise like yoga mats, maybe even services like classes and that sort of thing. They would love to have access to that audience. Now, because they're running ads for this same purpose anyway. They're running Facebook ads, YouTube ads, Instagram ads, trying to get people, that exact kind of audience, to come through to them. And you can, if you can go to that same company or companies like that and say, hey, look, I have 50 people with 250,000 as a potential audience size. Would you like to promote your thing through these influencers to their audiences? What do you think companies are going to say to that? They're going to say, yeah, how can we do that? Because you've got an audience that's exactly who their target buyer is. You've got the people who have the authority to carry their company sales message to that audience because they speak about, those influencers speak about yoga. And you're the person who is essentially saying, I'm the bottleneck and I'll manage this for you and I'm going to charge $5,000 a month. $5,000 a month, because companies who run this kind of a campaign are probably going to want to do it more than 1 month. So you can start stacking your months up too. And then on top of that, you can start working with multiple companies in the space as well. It's really lucrative. I mean, I'm talking about, you could go to one company that sells yoga mats and another company that sells, you know, bottles and other kinds of merchandise like water bottles and stuff, other kinds of like apparel, like sports specific clothing. These complementary businesses that serve that space, you could run the same network for these businesses, and you could make a lot of money. So you could have one company paying you $5,000, another company paying you $3,000, another company paying you $6,000, and you can start stacking them up, and you can have them on monthly contracts where they consistently pay you, and all your job is to do is to manage and nurture the list and keep building it and get more and more people. It's real simple to do. In fact, I'm going to show you how people are doing this with my software right now. So what you're looking at is the dashboard to distrolist.app. We can search over 250 million influencers across Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. And let's go with the same case study, right? And we want to look at an audience that's based in the United States that has an interest in yoga. We can very quickly do this here in the app. It's very simple to do. There's a ton of interest here you can choose from. So people in the United States who are interested in yoga, and we can say the influencer location. We want the influencers to be based in the United States too. And if we want to stick with the same case study between, say, 3,000 to 5,000, let's go with that. Let's go between 3,000 and 5,000. Let's say, let's try and keep this simple, but we can make sure that the audience or the interests of the influencer are also aligned with the audience too. So we want to go yoga here. And the reason we do this is because we don't just want any random influencers that just happen to have people who like yoga in their audience base. We want to have people who actually actively talk about yoga, who are into like something to do with fitness and yoga, as opposed to people who, you know, an audience that likes yoga but follows like one of those pet accounts, like the ones that, you know, like a fur baby account, like with dogs and stuff like that, or some kind of like Aki bowl. Or dietitian or some Aki bowl shop or something like that. We want to make sure we've got real people who are talking about, you know, fitness and yoga, who have an audience who has an interest in fitness and yoga. So this is going to help us do that. We want an engagement rate of, let's say, anything above 2% being the average. So we can go and look at something like 4% here. And we've got a bunch of other stuff like fake followers, like the number of fake followers they have. Let's see what we come up with first. We have contact information outside of DM, so we can start looking at like email and that kind of thing. But let's keep it quick. Let's go keyword. We want the keyword to be yoga, so that, you know, this is essentially something that a keyword that's basically floating around their profile. So something that comes up in their comments a lot, something that they say in their posts a lot, something perhaps that might be in their bio or just anywhere around their social media profile. We want to see the word yoga pop up. So if we submit this search, let's see what we get. So remember, this is a follower range between 3,000 and 5,000. We've just got 6,052 options here. So we've got a ton of people that we can basically go through at this point. And so here's an example of a person here, like Rose Mayers. We can have a look at her. She's got 11% engagement rate. I can see someone there with 52% engagement, actually. Okay, so this person looks cool. Looks like a dancer from her profile picture, like ballet or some kind of gymnastics. We can very easily see some really interesting information here. So I can see she has around 15.9% fake followers. So anyone who has a public profile will get fake followers, like bots will just go around liking you, but we can identify what those are. So as long as it's around, you know, 20%, so 15 is great. That's a really good number. Anything above that, we start to realize that, well, you have to start considering that this person may have paid for followers, and that does happen quite often. But we can see this really quickly in this mini report here. We can see what contact information we have for Rose 2. We can see her gender split profile. We can see how many of her followers are based in terms of what countries they're based in. We can see 93% are based in the US. The age and gender split too, you know, we can see between 18 and 24, it's predominantly female. Same with 25 to 34. We can see what the most used hashtags are here. So dancing, this kind of stuff kind of speaks to yoga. She probably does yoga. These are her most popular posts in terms of how many likes she's got versus how many comments she has. So we can see a bunch of stuff here. We can also see if she's done any sponsored posts. She has not. That's okay. That's no problem. So that's actually probably good for us because she hasn't been paid to promote stuff. She hasn't done what was called like a paid promotion. She hasn't like listed any of her posts as that, so it hasn't come up there. We can also see a bunch of other stuff like audience lookalikes by followers. So, and we can also see influential likers, like who's following her that also has a significant follower. It's like if she were to make a promotion, like she could have some spill effect, like the people within her audience may also have significant audiences themselves, and they might pick up on her posts and promote. So we can see some value here too, and a bunch of other stuff. Now, this is the mini report. We have a full report too, which is crazy. I mean, it goes into way more detail. And we can start seeing how many followers she gets per month versus how many people she's following per month, her post engagement by month. We can see a whole bunch of other stuff, including like where her fans are or audiences based on city as well. So we can see 5.9% there is in Oklahoma, and various other types of information here as well. So we can see if she's aligned, if there's any brand affinity that we want to look for and that sort of thing. So this is how you can essentially select a person. So you can basically start building your list. This is really cool. So you can save this person to a list, and I actually started one already. So we can add her to the yoga list here. Or why don't we just do this? Yoga test list. We can apply her to that. And then we can go and say, find someone else. So let's say we like the look of baby gay Trey over here. Let's say we've had a look at her report. Once this loads up here, let's see, 21% fake followers. That's right on the mark. That's good. 910 average likes per post. We can see that she's got a good email address there for us to use. 90% US based, predominantly female. All good. Let's say we like this person and we can add her to the same list. So there was yoga test. We can just go ahead and add her there. Boom, and apply. And in fact, if we liked, let's say we liked everybody here, in this entire, like this entire search results, we could literally bulk save the whole thing into the same list so that you can go back and apply, start reaching out to those people later. So on the left-hand side here, you see where you have the My List option here. You can go to My List anytime you want, pick up on that list. You can see that the 15 people or so that I've added to this list, you can see this, the total audience potential is 74,887. So if we had all these people agreeing to work with us, to collaborate with us, to work with businesses who want to serve the space, like the yoga space, and these guys would be willing to promote or do some kind of collaborative work to engage their audience for that kind of thing, you know that you could have around 74,000 as a potential audience size. And of course, that was a very quick search. You'd really take your time to build this out. And so we can then start looking into contacting everybody here. And we have some basic editing here where we can say that if I've reached out to Rose and she's like, she's active, she's like, yes, I'm ready to rock and roll. We can list her state, we can change her status to active. We can add like a tag to this person too. Oops, press enter, and we've got a yoga tag. So we can literally search by tags as well. So anybody who we've tagged as yoga, we know that these people could essentially work for us. And it's like we put a note here, like ready when I am. Okay, so boom, apply. So now I've got these notes here. I know that this person is ready to rock and roll, and I can start, you know, going through everyone in this list, slowly working my way through, reaching out to people, and actually building this strong list. And that's it. That's essentially what DistroList is. And it's, you can very, very finely tune your search to find the right kind of influencers based on the exact audience you're looking for. And once you've got a list like that, it's not that difficult to then go to companies, like simple e-commerce businesses that serve that space, and say, hey, look, I have a list. These are the people in the list. You could even get some of those reports and take some screenshots, print them off, and actually send them to the company and say, hey, look, I've got people like this. I've got 100 people like this, or 50 people like this. Here's a sample of 3 or 4 of them. And if you want to actually have these people promote to their audiences, you know, we can set that up for you. We can arrange that. And this is how much we charge. And of course, you're going to start having really strong conversations. And this is really something, like I said, you can start off as a side hustle, because most of this stuff is DMs, emailing around, and just letting people know that what you have. And of course, you can start scaling this up. You know, you get one contract to deliver to a list. You get everyone in that list to promote for them. You do a shout out. You organize some kind of a pay on performance, like affiliate link or coupon code, and you do something to that effect. Well, maybe if you get everyone in this list to not only do the promotion, but also, you know, give a Google review to the company. You know, there's lots of things you can do to add value to the business, and you're going to probably find that they're going to want you to do this month in, month out. Build a bigger list for them. Have a highly curated list. Maybe start looking for brand ambassadors, and you have the platform here that allows you to do that. And it's really useful, and you can make a ton of money. That's the point here. It's a really good side hustle that can very quickly become a main hustle. So look, I actually write about this in my book as well. Actually, this is the Distroverse. You might be able to see this on the camera. I actually write about this strategy as the first strategy in the book. There's 4 stages to this book in terms of how to get into a situation where you're starting to make money, and then how you can turn that side hustle into a money-making business, and then how you can scale that business up from there, and then how you can automate it. And that's all explained in the book in a sort of generalist manner to kind of apply to and appeal to everybody. And of course, we have the actual tool, which is the most important thing. It's all well and good having concepts out there, but you do want a tool that will actually allow you to execute on the idea. And so that's what this is. You've got the idea, you've got some instructions here, and you've also got the actual tool to make it happen for you. So if you want to check it out, go jump into DistroList. There's a free trial. You can actually put this into this strategy into play for you. So I hope that was useful for you. If you are interested in kind of like a more handhold sort of a situation where we can show you what to do, how to do it, we also have a free training that I'm actually putting together at the minute. It's not ready yet, but in the next couple of weeks, there's going to be a training. It's kind of like a 5-day challenge. I'm going to have like essentially this same strategy, but just broken up into 5 days, where I explain each and every step so that you can kind of have your hand held through to day number 5, where you can actually execute and start making money for yourself. So if you're interested in that, do sign up for the trial, because everyone who's a member will end up getting the opportunity. You'll have an email letting you know when this is going to become available. So I hope that was useful for you. I look forward to seeing you inside the platform if you're interested. Otherwise, stay tuned, subscribe. I've got more training videos. I've got more ways in which you can use this platform to make money, and I'll be sharing them here in this YouTube format. So till next time, bye for now.